Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. Annie Jennings PR is a national publicity firm specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media, and her vision and insight has revolutionized publicity as many of the techniques, tools, and strategies, just like the latter strategy we are going to be talking about today, in widespread use throughout the industry today, have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. And Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, and for the American Society of Journalists and Authors. And she is also the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by the media everywhere as well, like AOL.com, TheStreet.com, Us Weekly, and leading business magazine Fast Company, who of course is known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry, says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. And of course, we do have today's special guest with us, one of our average Joes, Alan Jablonski, who is a Los Angeles-based consumer rights attorney and licensed California mortgage broker, author of Successfully Navigating the Mortgage Maze, who has appeared on radio stations across the country, including some of the top national shows in America, like the Mancow Mueller Show, also Tom Hartman as well, and KNX in Los Angeles, one of the top business stations in the country, where he appeared on a panel of experts talking about the issues facing society today. So, Alan, we welcome you along the line. And Annie, of course, thank you for all you do with your community of authors and experts.
It's great to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you, Alan. I'm so happy that you are with us and willing to share your story. Stacey and I are so thrilled that our average Joes are out there kicking it up a notch for themselves and their families, and they're sharing their messages. Just so many people depend on many of us every day, and it's great to see how we can invest in ourselves, leverage our publicity, leverage our platforms into making money. As I was saying earlier, it's great to be able to live our dreams and have fun. Absolutely, and that's what we do here. That's what we do. Publicity is so much fun to do. The thrill is in sharing your message and knowing that you're helping thousands, tens of thousands of people with by sharing your message with whatever choices they need to make. And plus, you get to support yourself and your family. How good is that? I mean, does it get any better than that? I don't think so. So, Alan Jablonski's on today, another average Joe in our series, and he's going to share his story momentarily. Meanwhile, Stacey, we have noticed, we've interviewed many of our average Joes now, and we've noticed that they share certain attributes and belief systems that allow them to do extremely well for themselves using publicity. We'll call it strike it rich. This sounds fun, but you know what?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're striking it rich, and they're getting how this thing works, how publicity does work for themselves.
Yes, they are. I mean, one of the first things we've noticed about our average Joes, and there are many of them out there, is that they all understand that it's time to, you know, forget investing in the stock market and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Invest in yourself.
That's right. Right.
I mean, what is the best entity to invest in, and why not, build yourself up, take this time to create that industry thought leader status, that national expert status, get the celebrity edge for yourself by investing in the media and helping build your foundation through the ladder strategy.
See, I like that. Why not invest in yourself? I've always believed that I am my best investment. Now, if I didn't believe that, we wouldn't have the PR strategies that are sweeping the industry today. Because I would always, with our company, when you buy a service from us, the money's always invested back into the company. Yes, believe me, I support my teenage girls. We all have heard their stories before. But it really, after my basic responsibilities are covered, we reinvest in our company that then allows us to continue to move forward with all this new thought, to provide all the CDs that we provide to our community to help everybody learn and have access to information they don't have to pay for. We cover the cost of all of this. And sometimes some people say to me, oh, why don't you just get the Porsche? And I say, no. That's not going to make me happy. What really makes me happy is helping others achieve their goals and dreams. And that is called investing in yourself. It's your best investment. So many of our authors and experts understand this. Our average Joes understand and implement strategies that allow them to invest in themselves as well. We've also noticed our average Joes are very committed to their outcomes. They're unwavering in their drive for their outcome. They have a lot of energy, too. I mean, they're very, very committed to making publicity work for them, to getting new clients and achieving all new levels of success. They are fully engaged in the process. No one's sitting back waiting for opportunity to knock on their door. They're going out and they're making it happen for themselves simply by being in it, but certainly by being in it with the correct mindset. Stacey, our experts also know. What about their books? What about content?
Well, they know that the content of the book is a showcase, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a showcase of their knowledge, their wisdom, their talent. I mean, everything that they're bringing to the table, that's what the book does, okay? They understand that certainty and confidence, that's what's going to sell, okay? When you're on the air, when you're in the radio interviews, they understand that they're not out there saying, buy my book, buy my book, buy my book, or make sure you go to my website, go to my website, go to my website.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there authoritatively telling people what they need to hear. They're building relationships. They're resonating. And so now the audience is really excited. They say, oh, you know what? This guy can help me, or this woman, she knows what she's talking about. I'm going to go to the site, and I'm going to sign up to be a part of their community, their newsletter. I'm going to follow them on Twitter, read their blog, whatever they might be doing,
mm-hmm.
because you've created that certainty. And you have an opportunity. Listen, the hosts are going to give you that opportunity to sell if you deliver the goods that you're supposed to be delivering.
That's exactly right. Yes, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
They get it that their book is a showcase for their talent, their knowledge, and that they're, again, you know, by packing their interviews with as much content as they possibly can, they're developing the trust. They're developing a relationship with their audience, and the hosts love it because viewers aren't going anywhere. Listeners aren't going anywhere if this is an interview that's absolutely packed. So guess who wins? The station wins by having you on. Guess what? They're going to have you back. So everybody wins when you pack your interviews with content and you worry later about book sales. We're not even going to think about that. That's not part of this strategy. Although they happen, right? This is what we're more engaged in, building up our authors and experts to optimize their success in their industry and to position them for major opportunities. Many of our average Joes now are getting book deals from major publishers. Why? The publishers are seeing these movers and shakers on TV shows. They're reading about them in Associated Press articles. They're seeing them in the newsmaker sites, and they're tracking them back to our company, and they're offering them book deals. Why? They want the thought leaders, right, in their industry. Now, we notice that they all have great attitudes. Everyone is willing to buy into our proven strategy, the ladder strategy. No one is fighting it at all. They're optimistic. They're in the process. They know to over-deliver. They know to make the host happy, the audience. They get it. They love what they're doing. It really seems that everything our average Joes touch turns to gold. And it starts with being optimistic and their belief in the strategy, and that they have a trust factor. They know it's going to work. They intrinsically know it's going to work, and they're just willing to go forward optimistically. Stacey and I were talking earlier, and Stacey mentioned that it's really great when clients and authors and experts understand that we have spent our lives, 15 years, building the strongest, most powerful campaigns in the industry, along with our mission statement, right alongside our mission statement of for the betterment of all. So we're in business so you can be successful. Imagine that. And we build models, business strategies that align with our mission statement. So we love it when everyone understands that if it's their mission to see me successful, well, the products are going to have deliverables that offer me success. And all I have to do is get engaged in the strategy and do my share, because everything else is already set up for you or for me, they would think. That's really good to understand that. So if you, when you go to a professional, you expect results. And we are professionals, and we've been in the industry for many years. We've seen it. Oh, we've seen it go from. I remember the days when we didn't even have CDs, and it's funny. I remember the days, but we have transitioned. Email was funny. Now, back in 1997, they weren't using emails. 96, 95.
Right.
Seriously, they weren't. So we started in 1994. We're all the way now here in 2009. We've seen this industry emerge, and you know what? We're part of the conversation. That's the fun part. We are part of the conversation. And we created these models that were just unparalleled before. There just were not the publicity models that you have today through our company. And we love when our authors and experts understand that and respect that. Many of them went with their gut feeling. And they just mentioned, and I say, you know, why us? Why Annie Jennings PR? Why did you choose us? They mentioned that their instinct told them this was it. They were going to do this and it was going to work. So they listened to their inner selves, that part of you that gets a feeling like this is a good thing to do. And they, of course, made the most of every opportunity. Our average shows really showcased their talent beautifully. Again, fully engaged in every conversation, brought forth the best they had to offer. The very best they had to offer, and for that they've earned our respect, that's for sure. And you know what else? High energy, very high energy stage of their lives, right? And by the way, as Stacey knows, the media is a little addictive. It does that to you. You get a thrill out of hearing your voice. You get a thrill out of being out there. You get a thrill out of knowing you're showing people. So they're very productive. And lastly, and we're about to bring Alan Jablonski on momentarily, our another average Joe. And he understood, as they all, that the book is the showcase of the knowledge, and it's designed to empower their business. They really understood that it wasn't about getting a few book sales here and there, like how many books did I sell, was not the primary question. It's how many people did I reach with my message. And when you do that, the shows are only too happy to help you promote yourself because you've given them a tremendous show, and that's what they need. Keep in mind, there's 1.2 million books out there, according to Nielsen's latest rankings. That's a lot of competition. There's more opportunities for people to publish with the self-publishers and the print-on-demand. And that's okay. I'm for that. I say let's get these books published and out there because you will reach people in your community. But to look at them as a major profit center wouldn't be optimizing the true value of your book, which is the showcase of your knowledge, the ability for people to find out who you are, what you stand for, and then hire you for bigger and bigger book deals. And by the way, our average shows, of course, are getting bigger and bigger book deals. So it's time to bring on our wonderful guest of honor today, Alan Jablonski. Thank you for waiting in the wings for us.
It's been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to this hour.
And we are, too, because you have a tremendous story. And, of course, Stacey, by the way, is Alan's radio director. Alan has signed on again with another campaign for us. Alan, we're going to have you as one of our clients for a lot longer now. Very good.
Well, I just got word from Susan. She had set up an interview with Bankrate.com, and she got notice today that the writer said she's going to use me, and Bankrate.com is a wonderful placement for the information that I'm able to put out there.
And that's terrific. Congratulations. It is one of the major newsmaker sites. It'll help you in many ways, getting your name out to its readers. As we know, there's a huge move to online. It is just the way it's going to be, and we can't fight this. This is the new trend. People will get their information online. Even me, who loves to read, believe me, I hunt, I read everything I can get my hands on. If I want news, I don't have time to sit and kind of like wait. I just hop on the internet and try to find out what's the latest in the news story I'm following. So, you know, it's going to happen, and people are using these sites. So congratulations on your latest placement with us.
Thank you, and my wife will be happy to hear that I'm just an average Joe. She'll remind me.
She reminds you all the time. The reason we call our clients the average Joe is because they're just like you, Alan. They're people who have a message. They're skilled. They've spent much of their life becoming professionals, and you're entitled to success. You're just like everyone else. We're entitled to success. And to see how you leverage your media into wonderful opportunities for yourself is rewarding for us. It's why we're in business. And we want all of our clients to be empowered and not to feel like only one in a million can achieve success. We all hear the overnight success stories of people major in our industry, major book authors. We probably know their names. And feel that level is unreachable to us. But that's not true. You can be successful. We all can experience the kind of success that our average Joes have experienced simply by applying the model. All right, so here we go. Now, tell us about the start of your campaign as a national expert. Do you feel like you started as a national expert, or do you feel like you did start as your average Joe?
Well, I think something that's really important to point out to the folks that are listening is that prior to contacting Annie, I had just finished going through back surgeries. And with the medical bills piling up, I got back on my feet. I used the time to write my book. But by the time it was, I was ready to start marketing the book and see where it would take my businesses, I was very conscious of my money and how I was going to spend it and would I get a return. And I spoke to about 10 different companies and public relations firms. And I got to tell you that you got to trust your gut sense when you're speaking with people, and you and your staff definitely let me know that you were going to back up your words with actions. When we started, I started with a radio campaign, and I'm a lawyer. There's hundreds of thousands of lawyers out there. Many may know more about the real estate industry than I do, and because there's some, everybody has that in the back of their mind that, geez, if I do an interview and I don't have an answer to a question, am I going to look like a dope because I'm not an expert in every little detail, and no lawyer is. So there was a little bit of concern about that. My book was written to educate home buyers and homeowners who were refinancing to try to avoid the dishonest people in the industry. But what happened during the radio campaign is that it morphed. It was an ever-changing topic where I started talking about the modifications and what the government was doing and who to look out for, and I remained very focused on what the listeners needed to hear, what the show person, whoever it was that was doing the interview with me, what they wanted to convey to their audience. And my business exploded almost immediately. It took less than a month, and I was all over the internet. People were calling me that I hadn't heard for years saying, hey, I heard you on KNX, or I heard you on Tom Hartman. It's been an amazing experience.
Well, that's exciting. So it didn't take you long at all to become known as a national expert. So you started with just kind of like, let's make an investment in myself. Thank you for choosing our company. I do appreciate it. We do offer the guaranteed deliverable. We do have skin in the game. So that makes us smart. We know how to get a booking. We know how to get a placement. Stacey, of course, was your radio director as well. So, Stacey, we want to give you your kudos. Well deserved.
Thanks. Well, Alan was really wonderful. He mentioned just before that he came into the campaign with a book and thinking they just talking about consumers and helping them with this, that, and the next thing, right? But he realized that he was able to expand himself and his message, right, through the radio campaign. He was creating a voice. He was developing a skill set and understood that not only could he talk about his book and the contents of his book, which was fantastic and really socially relevant in the first place, but like he mentioned, he could talk about what was happening politically, the different legislation that was passing, you know, so he made it very easy on us. Again, one of the characteristics of being a successful average show, you know, the success story here, is that he understood that he needed to be more socially relevant. He understood that he needed to follow the news, and he bought into that. And so that was really great. So, Alan, I mean, really, you made it all possible, right?
Oh, I really appreciate it. You know, we lawyers have a tendency to be very verbose. We can go on for hours. And the initial work that you all did with me to teach me how to set up sound bites, how to shorten a paragraph into a sentence but still convey the message, was incredibly invaluable. I wouldn't have been able to successfully go through my first couple of interviews without being readily prepared for them. And that includes you letting me know the personality of the interviewer and suggesting that I take a look, listen to their show to see, do they speak fast? Do they shoot from the hip? Are they slow? You have to not only prepare yourself for the topic, but you also have to prepare yourself for the person who's interviewing you.
And I know that preparing you through media training that we provided as well, and also with our 24/7 news division, getting out there and having you create talking points, sending you stories, hey, this is what's happening in the news, really helped you develop that voice and get out there and understand what you needed to do to be a successful radio guest.
I entered in thinking prior to speaking with Annie and Stacy and Susan, I was very focused in on, well, maybe I can sell a lot of books, you know, that New York Times bestseller. And what I found almost immediately within 2 weeks was that it wasn't the book sales, that the book was just a vehicle to drive people to me and to build the trust with the public, because I could spend 10 times in advertising and not get the return on the amount of people that called in and were asking for help.
Wonderful. Now, you mentioned that you did the research, like you Googled a host to find out what they were like, learning about their style, that helped you. Now, let me ask you this. You know, in all the wonderful things that happened, what was the mistake that you made? And I know you only made it once because you learned from it. But what was the mistake that you made? And I think this is a really important piece of information for our listeners.
Well, I deviated from the suggestion about remaining focused on my topic. And during a interview, I became self-promotional. And I started talking about why I can help these people instead of how they can help themselves. And that was critical. The interviewer picked up on it right away. After I put it out there, I realized what I had done, and that person I have not been able to build a relationship with because I went there, and it was a learning experience, and I definitely caught it when it happened. So it hasn't been done since, and I still have wonderful relationships with all of the other people that have interviewed me over the last year.
All right, that is a terrific point. And also, have you noticed that when you did fill the interview with tremendous content and how people can help themselves and avoided the self-promotional aspect of the interview, did the host promote you?
They did it all on their own. I had all of them promoted my book. I never had to mention my book once. They all mentioned my consumer site. Tom Hartman, it's funny, I have friends who listen to Tom Hartman, and they said, geez, this guy gushes over you. And I say, because he would go on saying, if you've got a problem with your mortgage, if you've got a legal question, Alan Jablonski knows everything about everything. And, that's when I realized that I went from just being another attorney out there that tries to represent his clients well to being a nationally recognized expert on multiple areas, well beyond my book.
Well, that's wonderful to know, and I know that you actually, well, all of our experts prepare for every interview. You mentioned that you had a lot of show notes available to you. One of the benefits of radio, especially when starting out, is that you're doing phoners. So you're able to have show notes. You're able to have topic notes available. So should the conversation shift to different areas, you have your bullet points that you want to cover, right, to help you keep your mind focused and to keep you ready to go at any given time. Was this true for you?
Absolutely. Again, as someone who loves to speak, I'm not alone in this, that you can go off on tangents that are unrelated to the question that you were asked or the topic that's being discussed, because there's so many sub-areas to every topic. What I would do is I would put out, I would build my bullet points. I would know what the topic is. Be informed by Annie that or Stacy that this is what they want to talk about. I would build the bullet points topic by topic and subtopic by subtopic, and then I would lay them out on a pony wall. I would put them in 18-point type so that I wasn't searching for my answer, because I've done many one-hour interviews. And it's one thing when it's a 5 or a 10 minute interview, and it's over quite quickly. But in an hour interview, you have to be prepared when they bring up every topic. And I would just step side to side, and I could easily read all my bullets, and it would give me a reminder of what I should address.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Now, you also mentioned that you really didn't have to sell yourself, that the host sold you for you, and that they helped you build trust over a short period of time in the interview as well, and that they basically identified you as an expert right from the beginning, elevating you to expert status rather quickly.
Well, one thing that I did do before working with y'all was that I attempted some self-promotion myself. And when I contacted some media, nothing worked out. I wasn't taken seriously because they have producers that are the gatekeepers for their shows. And if they don't know you, they're getting barraged by hundreds of press releases and media kits. And if they don't know the person who they're talking to and trust them that they're sending them someone who can really speak on the topic, you're never going to get a phone call. And that's another important point I have to stress, is that you all were amazing. The trust with the producers and with the show host was already built before I even picked up the phone and did the interview.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. It's great. A lot of people do attempt their self-promotion, and it's okay. It's just very difficult to get through. It's the way they have to be in business. They have to optimize their hours in every day, too. And there are many people who don't really have the skill set of a national publicist, although it's hard to, it's hard to learn. It takes time. It's just the whole thing about using a pro that can just walk you right in the door that gives you a tremendous advantage. And that's the good part about working with established experts in the area. And, of course, we've developed the number one campaign. And what I mean by that, the number one campaign is we are booking the strongest shows in the strongest markets. This is powerful for you. This gives you the leverage that you need in order to market yourself and have optimal results. It's okay to start entry level, right? Because some people do. You start entry level, you do a few basic interviews, you work out the kinks, let's say, and that's good. But you want to quickly climb your ladder to success and get straight to the top. You want to identify your social relevancy, your skill set, work on, build, become an expert in your field, and get some of these major interviews. And to work at this high level of media, you have to have somebody bringing you through the door. That is what we do, bring our clients through the door of the most major media in the country.
Now, well, you handled, Stacy, my radio campaign perfectly, because mm-hmm. you started me off with a couple of very local shows. And if I was going to stumble and make mistakes, because I was quite nervous about knowing that anywhere from 100,000 to 500,000 people were listening to me, that can be it's different than talking to somebody on the phone. It's different than arguing in the court. You know that people are counting on you to give them accurate information, and you're not quite sure what's going to happen if you have no experience in being interviewed. And you brought me along. You gave me good feedback on what was happening. You heard from the show's producers, and you told me what they were saying. And I learned from the first couple of interviews how I needed to prepare, and it led me on. If I may, I turned around and started preparing questions. Many of these shows will ask you to provide them some questions, because the host or the producer, they don't know about the mortgage industry or the federal laws that govern federal and state laws that govern modifications or home purchases. So if you can be a tool for them to look like they know the topic, all the better. I've gotten great responses from people that I've helped in that way.
Well, Alan, you thank you so much. I really appreciate the appreciation, so to speak, and bring you along. But, you know, again, we like to put you in that strategy, right? I mean, it's important to be able to, make your mistakes as an entry-level expert on the radio, and that's why we do the campaigns the way that we do. But we do, as Annie mentioned, move you very quickly because, especially you, Alan, you did a great job in understanding exactly what the producer was looking for. And along with our guidance in creating and crafting press releases and segments and really being able to tailor your expertise and your expert status and all of your knowledge to what was happening in society today, you know, we were able to move you into becoming a breaking news type expert, which, as you know, that is very powerful for you in building your platform in the ladder strategy. And again, I mean, just to mention some of the shows that you did appear on, I mean, Man Cow is one of the top 10 shows in the entire country. You know, he's so popular, he was on The Simpsons. I mean, he did a billboard of Man Cow Mueller on The Simpsons. So he's very well known out of Chicago, syndicated on many stations across the country with 3 million listeners. And you're right, that can be intimidating right away. But again, you did a fantastic job. Top radio stations and top markets, like you're saying, KNX was a really, really important placement for you, right, KNX?
KNX was great. You never know the opportunities that are going to arise from one of these appearances. When I did a panel for a live panel with three other experts, one of them was Liz Pulliam, who is a very well known financial writer, writes for MSN Money. She turned around and took my quotes out of that panel. Put me in her story. She didn't even mention she was using my quotes, and I got flooded with phone calls, and I kept asking people, well, how did you hear about me? And she said, oh, you're in MSNBC or MSN Money. And I have had so many business connections, and I tried to help this is just another avenue where you can go after business relationships where they can help you and you can help them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned you were flooded with calls. And how was the traffic to your website after doing the radio campaign or throughout the radio campaign? What did you notice?
Well, during the radio campaign, my website wasn't even live. And I went from getting a couple of hits on it, just a few visitors, to thousands of hits on my website. And and at that time, it was not even live because we were just forming up the website.
Mm-hmm.
Go
ahead, Alan.
Everything happened so fast that I was unprepared for the amount of business that flowed my way. And it actually continues to this day.
Wow. I mean,
isn't that amazing, Stacey? I mean, just to think about that, unprepared for the level of business that was going to come his way so quickly from radio. People want this magic bullet strategy. Now, we're not promising magic bullets, but what we have done is we have optimized outcomes. We know what turns into what, and we know how to get you there. And see, that's the whole thing. When you know what you're buying, that is, you know what the outcome of your investment is most likely to be, it's called an investment, not an expense, because now you're going to know how to use it for your business. And our average Joe's, the one thing they got was very quick, very fast results, right? They were socially relevant. They had a product or service that was really necessary in the economy. And they knew how to craft their voice and their talking points and their message points and their point of view to what people really needed to hear. What are they feeling right now? What is the message that they could give to the listening audience that was literally going to change their lives? They developed trust. They developed certainty. Major key in making this campaign work for you is the trust of the audience. the certainty that, you know what, if I need help, I'm going to Alan Jablonski. There's nothing to it. I heard him on the radio. This is the guy to go to. See? And now, Alan, with social media stronger than ever, even stronger than your first campaign with us, people will Twitter, and people are have building these huge Twitter communities that are meant for them to share these great tips with people. And they're going to share now that they hear it on the radio. They're going to say, you know, Google Alan Jablonski, and this guy can help you. Why they're going to trust you. You were able to define and develop trust with your listening audience by packing your interviews with what was best for the audience, content. And that's why, one of the reasons why it worked for you.
Well, one of the
relevant, yes.
One of the things that I noticed was that when I would get calls from people, Tom Hartman, one specifically, was that they said, we like you. We know Tom wouldn't have somebody on his show that would mislead us. He's always out for the little man. And on KNX runs a lot of law firm advertising for mortgage modifications in this particular instance. Their producer was referring people to me. And you would think that they would refer people to the people that are paying them hundreds of thousands of dollars to run their commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But she was suggesting that people call me, and that was incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
I ended up following up with KNX, and anytime a newsworthy story, something very socially relevant and timely came out, I would shoot them an email, and I would say, here's what's going on. Here's information on this. And I wouldn't even ask for an appearance. And half the time he'd call me up and say, you know, let me get you on the phone for a couple of minutes.
That's exactly right. You were trying to be helpful. Helpful so that they can run the best show possible. And also, Alan, thankful. Thankful. You were thankful for, and you are thankful for the opportunity to be asked for your opinion. You see? No sense of entitlement there. That's one another characteristic that's similar to our average shows. There's no sense of entitlement. They sincerely want to help. They want to help everyone do a better job at the job that they do. And in return, they get more than they could ever bargain for, more than they ever thought possible. And Alan's story, the way he just presented about the advertising versus publicity, why spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in advertising where everybody generally seems to glaze over advertising? Your voice is not behind it, your feelings. You're not making an impression. But with a host giving you their seal of approval, Tom Hartman would never have anyone on who wasn't good for us, right? He extended that to Alan because he trusted Alan, given the press materials that we delivered to him and the positioning we had for Alan as well. And he extended the courtesy to Alan to have him on the show. He basically gave him the seal of approval, and so did the audience. So now the audience automatically thinks of Alan as an expert because the host would never have anyone on who wasn't good. And that is the truth. The host will never have you on if you're not positioned correctly. If the publicist has not taken the time to pull out all your advantages, all your accomplishments. Sound familiar? Platform strategy. That's why the platform strategy, to build up into an expert and be able to prove it. If we couldn't prove to these major shows that Alan Jablonski knew his stuff, we would never have been able to pitch him. We would not have pitched him, let's put him that way. Because the shows know we only pitch established experts. But when you come to us, you don't have to know why you're established. That's our job. I know why you're good. You may not know it. It's the funniest thing, right, Stacey? They don't know why. Our clients don't always know why they're good. We know why they're good. And I think that's the fun part, is when people are led down the path of self-discovery with us, or clients are led down the path of like, wow, I really am good. And it's so much fun when they get that they really are strong. They're strong, they're socially relevant, they're helping people, they matter. And that's confidence. Now, that confidence has allowed our average shows to go out and get a lot of speaking gigs, get book deals, not be afraid at all to ask for money, because they get it's not about money, it's about talent, it's about information, it's about certainty. So our another average Joe who tripled his speaking fees all the way up to $20,000, which is not bad for a day's work or a half day's work. They were paying him. They were happily paying him because they knew he was going to be good. They saw him on with a celebrity host. They heard him on the radio with a celebrity host. They knew he was good. At a certain point, it's not about money. It's about buying certainty, and that's what the major companies want. They want to buy outcomes. They want to make investments, and they want the best, the creme de la creme. So I know, Alan, you talked a lot about that you had valuable associations formed with people who heard, and you know, you mentioned that people were just able to Google your name, and you would come right up as well, and they could find you via Google. So the radio campaign certainly worked for you via Google as well.
It's my two websites, my mortgage site and AJ Consumer Watch, which is my consumer site, are all over the place now. It's amazing. I have not put out one press release myself in the last year, and I've picked up two new clients this week as a direct result of an appearance 3 months ago. The stream continues.
Yeah, the stream continues. That's exactly true, especially now that a lot of the shows are available online in terms of replays, too. So there's a lot of reasons to get out there, and just the long-tail effect is really terrific, that these interviews can live on and on. People can remember your name. They can jot it down. They can Twitter it now. Social media, Alan's going to be huge for you this time around because everybody's got a community now. Twitter has millions and millions and millions of millions. I mean, plus like 250 million. It's huge and growing every day. This is big. It's a big community, and now people are going to start Twittering. Now, are they going to Twitter? Let's go back to the sales thing. Are they going to Twitter, oh, the expert, oh, all this guy wanted to do was sell us another book? No. They're going to Twitter, if you have any problems with your mortgage, you got to see this guy, Alan Jablonski. Heard him this morning on radio. Excellent. Just Google. You see? That's going to happen. Yeah.
But what I also would suggest is that if your topic is something that morphs over time, be the person that gets the information and really reads the information. I can't tell you how many times that I appeared on the radio and I had to tell people what you're hearing in the news and on the accurate. As a lawyer, I have to read the laws, and I read every sentence. And what I was finding out that a lot of these so-called experts that are out there were giving the public wrong information. I'll give you the greatest example is that everybody, the government spent trillions of dollars helping homeowners that are defaulting on their loans. They haven't spent a dime. Now, if I go on, one of the things that I do is that I create controversy. I will buck the system when it comes to what is the public's perception of what's going on in the mortgage industry. And a lot of these radio hosts, they like controversy. I've been on a couple of shows where they challenged me. You really have to know your stuff and be prepared. And be able to have a back and forth. You don't get angry. You just make your points, and it still comes across like you know more than the person next to you who just said something that was totally different than the message you're giving.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful to know. And as you know, well, and Alan, you know this, but when we create materials, we never say anything that cannot be proven. No statements are made unless the source is given and the source of the fact is given. So we don't make assumptions or just take headlines and just assume they are true. If we can't prove it, we don't use it. And that's, Alan, I don't know if you know that, but that's one of the ways that we set up our experts, is that every single statement has to be able to be proven or we don't use it in positioning the expert. So this way, no non-information or false information is ever associated with our company or our experts, which is very key. So, Alan, very good point there about always staying on top of your industry. Be the first. If something new comes out, read it entirely. Look at the source. Do your investigative homework. It'll pay off for you big time.
One example was when the Obama plan was unveiled to help homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call at 6 o'clock in the evening on a Tuesday, and the producer said, we had somebody cancel. We want to talk about this subject. Can you go on at 10 o'clock in the morning, the following morning? I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning reading that 77-page law and mm-hmm. producing the questions so that the host looked like he knew exactly what was in the law. And it was a fantastic show. It was the best interview I ever did.
Oh, that's wonderful. And again, fully engaged in the process, willing to go the extra mile. I think people who are listening to our series are understanding that it's these average Joes that are spectacular Joes. There's nothing average about them. Well, everybody can work to their full potential. That I truly believe in.
There's also one other topic, something you mentioned, too, is that there are a lot of websites out there that you can get information from. I pull information from certain websites, and you can check them, and they'll say, you can use our information as long as you refer to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's all kinds of information sources out there, but if you're going to pull a fact, make sure that it was confirmed by someone else and give them the recognition, because you don't want other companies saying, well, you're using our information, because you're basically going down a plagiarist road.
That's right. You just want to say, according to Nielsen's rating service, 1.2 million books are in circulation at this time for sale. See, that's, you just say, according to. You would name, you would give your credit where credit is due. And, of course, if you can't prove it, don't use it. That's for sure. You know, that's an important, you know, you mentioned that doing your own publicity when you tried it was more like a full-time job. And if you were to do that and get no results, what would have happened to your business?
It would have absolutely sunk. As a matter of fact, in the prior month, prior to contacting you, I was sinking. I was spending more time in trying to get my name and build my brand. And what was happening, and I was a press secretary for a congressman 20 years ago. I knew a little bit about PR. I know how to write a press release. And it just wasn't taken seriously. And if you're spending all your time doing PR, it is a full-time job. And I'd much rather have somebody else do it for me so that all I have to do is prepare for the interview. And mm-hmm. and the name gets out there, and the trust is out there.
And you know what I like about you is you really went with your gut with us. And I'll just ask you, and you don't have to tell us how much you made, but I know you've really had a great time, is that you feel like you did get your money's worth in your initial investment with us.
I have current clients over the last 9 months. I have 5 times my investment in income, and that includes turning down probably another 40 to 50 clients that I couldn't handle because I'm overwhelmed. I can only take on so many clients at one time.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I am so proud of you. I'm so happy for your success. This is exactly why we are in it, for this to happen to an average Joe. You heard his story. You know, before that, he just, you know, was struggling. He was just trying to do it, trying to make something happen for himself. And, you know, and that's why we're here, so that you guys don't have to struggle. That's our mission statement. If you go back and listen to our recordings, Alan, over the years, that's why we are here. Go ahead.
My concern that I had at the very beginning was that, you know, we're heading into a recession. If I'm going to have to have a budget that is really tight, how am I going to make this work for me? And going through and becoming an expert in my field, I can't stop the phone from ringing. It's amazing to me. Of the two people that called today, I can only take on one client right now. I know how many clients I can handle at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I work up with other entities. I go to the National Association of Consumer Advocates. I talk to them. they want to work with me. The having information about their website so that you can find an attorney in your local area. It's overwhelming the amount of work that has been produced beyond just the clients, but the business relationships that you can build are amazing.
Well, I would say your dreams came true.
And they continue. I'm looking forward to growing my business now. I'm in a position to start building on the foundation that was built, and it's going to continue.
Well, it's wonderful, and we are coming to a close, and I'm just wondering if there's anything else you'd like to say to those listening. We're going to have thousands and thousands of listeners to this teleseminar, probably over 35,000, maybe even a lot more as it's shared throughout the social media now. And is there anything you really want to say from your heart to the listeners who were in your shoes before you decided that you were just going to go with your gut and go and do something that really sounded like it was going to work for you?
Well, there's a few things. First is, as an expert, if you're going to work at building yourself as an expert, you don't have to know everything about everything. But as you move forward, focus on the areas that are going to promote your core business and build your brand. If you're nervous about doing this or taking this leap, I would say that working with Annie Jennings and her staff, they will help you prepare for this. I was a novice. There's no way I could have succeeded if you all hadn't taught me how to communicate on the radio and on television. And now, although everybody is struggling with finances at this time, now is a wonderful time to start building your brand, because when the economy does turn around, you're going to be a go-to person that these hosts want to have back on their show. And preparation is key for all of this. Be prepared, and you'll find out that you end up being an expert, even though deep inside, I still think I'm not really an expert. It still occurs to me that, you know, is there information out there that I don't know? Of course there is. But you can speak on the topics that are relevant to your business, and you can have a return on your investment that is so incredible that you'll be overwhelmed also.
Well, Alan, that's wonderful. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. It is wonderful, of course. And I just wanted to remind everyone of our wonderful Average Joe, Spectacular Joe, right? Turn Spectacular Joe.
Alan, I'll tell my wife that.
Yes, we will. Don't worry. Remind everyone that he is an author of Successfully Navigating the Mortgage Maze. And Alan, if you want to tell people how they might be able to get in touch with you, go right ahead.
They can visit my website at ajconsumerwatch.com, and that is my consumer site. And my mortgage site is califlending.com, but if you're looking for information about how to protect yourself if buying or refinancing your home, that's the site to go to learn a little bit.
Oh, good.
Well, that's wonderful. And I'm sure that all of our listeners are going to visit your site, and we are only too happy to encourage everyone to do that. If you do need help, or any of those listening, if you really want to get the inside scoop on the newest issues in financing your home, refinancing your home, this is a place to go. He's a top expert, as you've heard, and he's going to have all the most wonderful and valuable information there for you as well. So hopefully we can help others in that way as well, Alan.
That your listeners trust in themselves. They need to put themselves out there, and they're going to have experience. I cannot say enough about how my business has grown in the last year.
And you know what's really funny is that we're stumbling upon all these Average Joes. I mean, we're just talking to our clients, we're asking about their experiences, and we're just discovering what a great experience everyone is having. So it wasn't like Alan kept telling us after every show, oh, my God, this is great. I'm getting more clients than I can handle. It's like it came out at the end when we just started saying, so tell us about your experience. And we're realizing so many clients are having similar experiences, which prompted us to create the Average Joe series so everyone can realize this can happen to you too. You know, this is a business model that has a determined outcome. And if you go in having the right ingredients, well, you've got to come out. It's like baking a cake. You put the right ingredients in at the right time, at the right temperature, and you watch it. You should have a delicious, delicious cake and a delicious outcome. All right. I think it's wrap mode. Thank you, Alan, for being our guest today.
It was my pleasure.
Our pleasure as well. And Stacey, thanks for being a wonderful co-host of our teleseminar series. We always have the recordings up at AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm, and we'll see everyone on the line next time. Thanks again, all.
Have a great day.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.